now.
Algoa FM. Your music, your world.
This time we're finding a South African in Los Angeles. He's been exported all the way from the SA to the USA. He has been on various platforms. He's a musician, a composer, a songwriter, a mega guitarist. He's even a creator of soundtracks on online gaming internationally. His name is Jono Smithers, and we woke him up early, early morning in Los Angeles. How's LA, Jono?
It is cold out today. It's like 7 in the morning. I've just crawled out of bed. I look shocking right now, but here I am.
Well, good morning.
This side, you're looking great. Everyone's reporting that you're looking great on this side. Okay, so it's translating very, very well. Being up this early in the morning, not something you do often as a professional muso, or is this just an unusual day we caught you on?
You know, I find that musicians generally stay awake late at night. So I'm usually up until, I don't even want to say, my mom's going to kill me. Later than 12, early than 4.
All right. Well, listen, you may have been spending some late nights due to the fact you got summa cum laude at a very prestigious music university. Tell us about that.
Yes, I did. I got 2 scholarships to go study at Berkeley in Boston in 2017. I got a guitar scholarship and a songwriting scholarship, and I graduated in December last year. I did the whole thing in 2 years.
Wow, you are intelligent.
Yeah, well, and that's where the late nights come from.
My dad's gonna love that you said that.
Well, glad we could make your parents proud. Listen, you've made us proud in terms of SA. We've been listening to your track, Hang on the Weekend. Tell us a little bit about how, you know, where does it come from? What's it about? Where did it originate?
I think it just originated out of, I'm currently in the process of trying to get an artist visa to stay in America. And it's a really hard time now because there's no work for musicians in Los Angeles at all. So it was really out of desperation to stay in this country. And I've been doing the process for 8 months, and we should find out soon. So okay. My fingers are crossed that we've now done enough so that I can continue representing my wonderful country in America, because it's truly been the greatest honor of my life.
And
so my fingers are crossed.
Well, ours too, with you. We really, you know, we were just talking about the exports we've made musically around the world, Ndlovu Youth Choir, things like this, and we've got Jono, who's now over there. You are not making only making inroads into music in terms of tracks. You're also on the gaming platforms. Tell me about your commissions on Minecraft, on the Hermitcraft server.
Yeah, so there's some pretty big YouTube guys that say Minecraft around the world. And funnily enough, they found me to make their music. So through them, I've generated about 4 million views on my own channel. But, I mean, it's been incredible.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
It's been incredible to write music for such a massive community.
And how do you do that? Where do you start? I mean, so the Minecraft players are going, Jono, you're the man, this is how it works. Where do you, like, what's the creative process to, like, you know, when those of us who play online are playing, you just hear this incredible music, you have the experience, but you don't think about the person who's putting it together. How does that even work?
I think it's just a question of approaching it kind of like a movie, in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As a creator, my job is to enhance their content as much as I possibly can to the best of my ability. So, I mean, it entails watching a lot of their videos.
Just trying to figure out
what they sound like, you know?
And having studied music, I mean, you play around with a lot of different sounds. I mean, from the gaming to your own tracks. And most of your tracks that I have listened to is different.
Recent tracks, I produce and record and master and perform everything you hear.
Yes, and they're all different. So, you know, do you just wake up and say, well, today I'm going to make this track and it's going to sound like this, and then maybe tomorrow you're going to make a different sound that sounds like that?
How does it evolve?
I think it's really just the, also, I mean, like, I moved to Los Angeles in March, and I don't really know anyone. So I'm alone working all day. So I think working has really kept me sane over the past 8 months, because I haven't really had family or friends nearby. So I've just tried to be honestly as busy as I possibly could be. To, you know, I love working. You know, I just love creating. I'm so grateful to be an artist. I think it's such a hard life because it's so emotionally draining, and it takes so much time. But it is the biggest honor to make music for people that, you know, can hopefully give them a better day or give them something relatable. I get tremendous joy. I stream on Twitch every day for about 4 hours.
And
I've streamed about 500 hours on Twitch since April. And
yeah, in
I
one go.
On the music during my stream.
Right, yeah.
Which is great.
And your new album, just as we wrap up, where can we find the track? The album's called?
Hang on the Weekend. You can find pretty much everywhere. We got up to number 3, but unfortunately, Miley and Stevie came and took number 2 from us. So
Well, listen, we expect to see some more good stuff from you. We're going to let you get back to the schnooze. You can, you know, get back into the Valley of the Sheets. But Jono Smithers, thanks so much for being with us. And keep pushing, keep going. And really, we're loving the work that you're doing. And I'm sure all the Minecrafters who are listening are going, oh,
that's
the
guy.
Dude. So thank you so much, Jono.
I do appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Jono Smithers, Hang on the Weekend. Wished a good weekend to you. Best you have one.